Dr. Thompson said persons who are vaccinated should continue to follow COVID-19 safety protocols, as vaccination doesn't make an individual immune to the virus.
I want to put it clearly. The person who is not vaccinated, the chances of them picking up any strain is quite high. While if the person has been vaccinated, I am saying to you, the chances of picking up the virus, whether strain this or strain that, is still quite low. You know, I am vaccinated. And I tell you, I am traveling very soon to the United States. And I am preparing my collection of masks. I ain't taking any chances. I'm not saying I'm vaccinated, so I'm immune. And I am Tarzan, I'm King Kong, I'm whatever. You know, I'm Gerald Thompson, I can resist. I'm coming back to St. Vincent, I can do my quarantine and get back into things. But I got my hand sanitizers, I got my this, I got, you know, I'm choosing things very carefully. And I want everybody to understand that cases that we just recently reported, I believe, are at the tip of an iceberg.
That was infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson. Regionally, another 3 COVID-related deaths have been recorded in Jamaica, while 19 new cases of the virus were confirmed in the past 24 hours. In St. Kitts and Nevis, the total number of COVID-19 cases since the outbreak is 45. Internationally, the UK's medicines safety regulator says most adults under the age of 40 will be given an alternative to the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine due to a link with rare blood clots. Meanwhile, Pfizer and BioNTech said they were launching an application requesting full US regulatory approval for their game-changing COVID-19 vaccines for individuals 16 years and older. The 2 pharma companies plan to submit data in support of their application on a rolling basis over the coming weeks to the Food and Drug Administration, FDA. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 updates.